Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord. Another Monday. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministry Prayer First. Hallelujah. I thank you for taking the time on your busy, busy schedule to just stop and listen. I thank you so much, and I am so humble. And I pray that I get some feedback from you to let me know how it is affecting you, if it is at all. But I'd like to share this morning, as we always do, the Word of God. Amen. So we like to just go into our scriptures for the morning, and they are as follows. 2 Chronicles 7:14, 1 Psalms 1:1 through 4, Proverbs 2:3-8, Proverbs 2:20-22, Jeremiah 29:11, and Isaiah 45. So we will begin with 2 Chronicles 7:14. Amen. And it reads as follows. And today I have my glasses. God is good. It reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Again, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. We thank the Lord for that, for that is a promise. Hallelujah. And our God is a promise keeper. Glory be to his most holy name. Ah, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Psalms 1, listen. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Hallelujah. We could just stand on that. We can just be guided by that. Just check where you get your counseling from. Amen. Seek God. Second Proverbs 2, starting at the 3rd verse. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hidden treasures. Then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk upright. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Now, Proverbs 2:20-22, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Amen. Amen. God is so good. God's word is alive. And it's satisfied. Oh, it gives wisdom and comfort. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11-14 reads as follows. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. Let's do 12 again. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. Oh, my God. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place hence I caused you to be carried away captive. Read that. It is a promise in there. And this generation has seen the manifestation of that promise. Glory be to God. Our God is a good God. He's a loving God. And he is a kind God. You know, I turn and let's just do Ephesians 5. Five fifteen. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Husbands, 25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. These are truly the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. God's word is true. I was asking the Lord, what should I say? Sometimes we don't need to say anything. We just need to sit quietly and read the wonderful, sweet promises of God through the written word. Amen. We so thank the Lord for those who have checked in. Tornado that we had, I'm sorry, the hurricane that we had through so many states. We're glad to hear that there are so many who are safe, and we pray for those who were not safe. We continue to pray for those who caught themselves in such devastation, and now the cleanup comes. Those who can lend a helping hand, I pray that you will, because that is pleasing to our God. Amen. We are to show love and mercy, especially at a time such as what we are seeing going through these United Nations. Let's go before the throne. Most holy and everlasting God, I ask that you quicken us that we may come before your presence and pray, and you hear us when we pray. Father, we thank you for the words to say this morning. There is so much going on. But Father, we want to give you glory. We want to magnify your name. We want to exalt you, oh my God. We want to say thank you, Almighty God, for being God, for being our Father, for being our King, for being our Lord, for being our God, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. Glory, hallelujah. Thy will, Almighty God, great and mighty and awesome God, thy will be done in earth, holy God, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Ah, you are the master. You are the creator. You are the creator of the heavens and earth. And nothing is too hard and nothing is greater than thee, Almighty God. You are the giver and the receiver of life. You are the absolute power and you are the absolute authority. Besides you and your authority, there is no authority greater than yours, Almighty God. So this morning we come in confidence, knowing that you hear us when we pray. Glory be to your name, Holy God. Your eyes see and you know all things, God. And sometimes it's overwhelming for us. Oh, God, so we lift up our hands to you and we declare that you are God. You are the sovereign God, the absolute power, the mighty creator. Oh, bless your name. The peacemaker and the peace giver. You are the one that's more than enough. You are the God of the heavens and the earth. You, Almighty God, are our healer. You are our deliverer. Almighty God, you are our provider. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Little becomes much when we place it in your hands, God. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, you are the one that made the crooked ways straight. You bring water into the dry places. Hallelujah. Those of us who find ourselves in a dry place, in the desert, you're the God that lives in the desert, and you speak to your people in the desert. Nothing oh God, you've already provided for us. For each day that you've anointed us, each day that you've called us, for each day that you have assigned to us to be on this earth, you have equipped us. Glory be to your name. We thank you for the manifestation. Oh, almighty God. We ask that you move the crooked things, God. We ask that you move the hindering spirits and demonic forces, that will cause us, almighty God, to stumble. But your word says that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So we know that if we stay in your word, we'll be led and guided. Almighty God, that you'll speak to us and through us. So, sovereign God, we thank you now. We glorify you. Almighty God, may your people have peace today. Joy unspeakable. Oh God, may they feel your most holy presence. When they would do wrong, say wrong, have a bad attitude, speak to their spirit, let the spirit man stand up, and God show up. Hallelujah. Bless your name. May we bring honor to you today and the rest of the week. Almighty God, allow us to trust you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for the measure of faith that you have given each one of us. Glory, hallelujah. Speak to our spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. Lamatekonia. Thank you, holy God. Bless your wonderful name. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for this day. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Grant traveling mercy. Bless the school children as they go to and for. Send forth your angels from heaven. And guide them in their homes on their way to school. Once they get there, almighty God, touch the teachers. Give them peace, almighty God. Perfect the things that concern them. Lift up the weight. Lift off the weight. Almighty God, we thank you now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for the protection over the law and higher educational facilities, almighty God, and the students, almighty God. Remember the hospitals and the doctors. Allow the doctors not to think more highly than they ought. For you and you alone, almighty God, and the giver and the receiver of life, for you and you alone, say when one lives and one leaves. For you have the power and you are the power, almighty God, that speak life when it doesn't look like it. So we thank you for reminding the doctors and keeping them humble that they're instruments for you, almighty God, for the healing of your people. You have allowed them to know wonderful things about the body, but they don't know everything. And the attorneys who are handling cases, almighty God, let them not think that money is everything, and not disrespect and devalue people, almighty God, thinking that they don't need this and they don't need that.
and they don't give them good representation. Touch their heart, Almighty God. Allow them to know that you're God and all souls belong to you, Almighty God, and you expect that they touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm. For you are the lawgiver. Hallelujah. Rama Sekul Besidada Sekul. Almighty God, the judges that have to make tough decisions, Almighty God, allow them to know that you are the final judge on everything on this earth. You allow them to be in place, but it is you that put down one and put up another. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and we ask that you meet everyone at their point of need. Hallelujah. Let them feel your most holy presence. Oh, even the ones who don't know you, Almighty God, their soul still belongs to you. Let them feel your mighty God as they sit in their places assigned by you. Almighty God, remember, Almighty God, the legislation, the legislators, and the president of these United States. Remember and allow them to remember that they're only men and women whose heart is in your hand. Oh, remember every caregiver, comfort and power, protect, and Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, we pray. We thank you for this day. We ask that you remember our brothers and sisters in the states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Oh, and some are having to redo what was just finished, Almighty God. Some haven't even gotten to the finish before they're in the beginning of cleaning and devastation, Almighty God. But you can make a difference. So we bring it to you and lay it at your feet. Again, grant traveling mercy, Almighty God. Peace on the job. Peace, Almighty God. We thank you and we praise your most holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, God is good, and he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. God is good. I just want to encourage some who may be going through whatever it is, if it's disturbing to you, it's difficult. But I want to remind you that nothing is too hard for God. And he knew that this day would be. So I would encourage you to rest in the knowledge, knowing full well that God is in control. Faith leads. Relax, let it go. And let God will come forth. We have to say it a couple of times. Let God, I release it to you, Almighty God. Allow your good to come forth, your will to come forth, your decision. Because it has been a decision made before the foundation of the world. He does give us choices, and we're in agreement with that. I also like to, I don't do it too often, but I like to invite you to Gathering the Harvest International Ministries every Sunday at 3 p.m. is the service time, and the address is 1519 Camelton Road, Atlanta, Georgia. We would just love to have you come and visit us.
Now, a Remnant Ministries will be having their 21st Century Daughters of Thunder, those preaching women. And our service will be November the 24th at 5 p.m. And the address is 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. And on October the 27th, we're calling for the Wailing Women. So much is going on, and we usually have this earlier in the year. We've had it earlier in the year, but we have a need for this call to go forth. So there is a need for this call to go forth. So we are asking those who are feeling the pull of the Spirit to gather together with other women who will be calling on the name of the Lord, wailing before our God. Hallelujah. So please join us at 1519 Camelton Road, October the 27th at 5 p.m. until midnight. We thank you for the consideration. We ask that you be prayerful of the invitation, and if God gives you the release, please feel free to come and join us. Now, you may reach us at I don't have that number. Oh yes, you may reach us at 678-609-3452. Again, that number is 678-609-3452. I also, excuse me, am asking those who can and will that you, starting next week, call me on 678-609-3452. If you feel that you're one of the ones that God has called to pray for an hour in your heavenly language. We're asking those who have been called, there will be no communication or talking. When you come on the line, begin to pray in your heavenly language. We don't do introduction. We will send you a message thanking you for joining us, and that will be from Monday through Friday at starting at 6 a.m. And for the telephone numbers and the code, if you call 678-609-3452, be more than happy to share that with you. And if you say, well, I don't speak in tongues, I just worship the Lord, you can do that too. We just don't want any self in the weed. Times are so crucial. We need to speak in that. So now we do thank you for coming before and joining us this morning. I'm just excited. I really am. Didn't want to do too much talking, but I need to do our numbers, our scripture in Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Ah, glory be to God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All that we've read, all that we've said comes down to this. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious
unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now go and shine in this earth. Be a reflector of your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Glory. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Bless his name. So we thank you and we ask you to pray for someone. Pray for me as I pray for you. Peace be unto you. My brothers and my sisters, have a wonderful week. This is Pastor Margaret Lee saying, God bless.